Dr. Peter Raven is a conservationist, biodiversity expert, and environmentalist. The president emeritus of the Missouri Botanical Garden, he led the oldest operating botanical garden in the country for more than four decades. Dr. Raven, who recently spoke at the Wild Center in Tupper Lake, New York, says too many people have lost touch with how intertwined all things are with nature.
We're entirely dependent on other living things for our existence, and so are all the other living things on Earth. And by neglecting that fact, we get into trouble. The population of the world has tripled during my lifetime. I was born in 1936. That plus increased desire for consumption really carries us far into the guts of these systems and tends to disrupt them.
You mentioned that the human population has tripled. How have the species within the natural world changed within the past 50 to 100 years?
As far as we can estimate, it seems that species are becoming extinct now at about 1,000 times the rate for the last tens of millions of years. And it's sort of on its way up to about 10,000 times the rate. And that kind of a rate of extinction, which is going to be very hard to turn off, would result in about half of all the kinds of living organisms on Earth disappearing during the remainder of this century.
Recently, the New York Times published an article that U.S. scientists were concerned that the Trump administration might suppress a draft report on global climate change. How great a concern is the administration's denial of climate change, and what kind of environmental risk do you see that causing for all of our flora and fauna?
99%+ of all the scientists in the world who are experts in the field have come to a strong consensus that the climate is changing more rapidly than it has been for the past several millions of years at least, and that is beyond our bounds to be able to adjust to it.
You also work on endangered species, and I think when the average person hears the phrase endangered species, they tend to think of animals.
Yes.
How many endangered plants are there, and what are the risks that we face from the loss of plants?
Well, we depend entirely on plants for the functioning of the living systems that support us. They produce the oxygen in the atmosphere. They absorb pollution. All of our food comes from plants directly or indirectly, and even though we get most of it now from about 100 kinds of plants, people have used thousands of kinds over the years, and that's, of course, not even to mention the aesthetics, the beauty that they bring into our lives and the inspiration. There are about 450,000 kinds of plants, of which we have yet to name about 60 or 70,000. We know very much about only of something like 50,000. So we have no idea of the potential, and in many cases we have no idea even of the existence of many of the others. And by destroying them at the rate that we are, there's about 20% of them in danger now. And by the end of the century, about half of them will be in danger. And many of those will never have been seen by any human being, or their existence will even been recognized. And that's why it's important to remember that we're in the last few decades in which we can make any difference. We're permanently altering the planet that supports us. We've got to find a way to arrive at a more international point of view. We've got to educate our children about science and the scientific method. We've got to educate our children about the fact that there are many other countries. We're all living together on one planet, which is why we have to cooperate, care for one another, and try to make things better.
Dr. Peter Raven served as Home Secretary of the National Academy of Sciences for 12 years and is a recipient of the U.S. National Medal of Science. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.